Welcome back to The Good Stuff, Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and reminding you if you have something to contribute, you'd like to share with us so we could share it with listeners possibly, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Have you ever heard of the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge, home to over 270 species of birds, designated a Nebraska Important Bird Area by the Audubon Society, one of the Great Plains' top 50 ecotourism sites? Check it out by going to visitvalentine.org.
Mike, I've got Lessons from an Oyster. It's an old story that I'm going to be doing in just a couple minutes, so stay right where you're at here on The Good Stuff. Discover the pulse of agriculture, from grain to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment, updates, and upcoming ag events. It's all on Tri-State Livestock News. It's so easy. Go online to TSLN. There's so much you can get there, plus guess what? That's where you can subscribe.
I have some wisdom for you to start the program here.
All right.
There are three people who are almost never wrong. Number one, women. Number two, firstborn daughters. Number three, firstborn granddaughters. And if you ever meet someone who is all three, brace yourself. It's going to be a ride. There you go.
Oh my, oh my. Lessons from an Oyster. There once was an oyster whose story I tell, who found that some and had got into his shell. It was only a grain, but it gave him great pain, for oysters have feelings, although they're so plain. Now, did he berate the harsh workings of fate that had brought him to such a deplorable state? Did he curse the government, cry for election, and claim that a sea should have given him protection? No, he said to himself as he lay on a shell, since I cannot move it, I shall try to improve it. Now the years have rolled around, as the years always do, and he came to his ultimate destiny, stew. And the small grain of sand that had bothered him so was a beautiful pearl, all richly aglow. Now the tale has a moral, for isn't it grand what an oyster can do with a morsel of sand? What couldn't we do if we'd only begun with some of the things that get under our skin?
There you go.
I like it. It's old, but it's a classic.
You know, May is National Beef Month. And so I wanted to give you a little more beef trivia, because we have a lot of beef consumers and producers out there in the Good Stuff audience. Of course, beef is a nutrient-dense protein powerhouse. A single 3-ounce serving provides over 50% of an adult's daily protein needs, along with essential nutrients. So if you had 6 ounces, which is basically a burger or something, I mean, you would have all that you need for the day. And meat is the only natural dietary source of vitamin B12. Interesting.
Very good.
So anyway, just some interesting things about beef, and saluting our beef producers out there in the Good Stuff audience. Here's a list for today, Procrastinator's Creed. So this came from Vicky. And I believe that if anything is worth doing, it would have already been done. I shall never move quickly except to avoid more work or find excuses. I will never rush into a job without a lifetime of consideration. And something in the Procrastinator's Creed, I shall meet all of my deadlines directly in proportion to the amount of bodily injury that I could expect to receive from missing them. I firmly believe that tomorrow holds the possibility for new technologies, astounding discoveries, and a reprieve from my obligations. And I truly believe that all deadlines are unreasonable, regardless of the amount of time given. And if at first I don't succeed, there's always next year. I shall always decide not to decide, unless, of course, I decide to change my mind. And I shall always begin, start, initiate, take the first step, and or write the first word when I get around to it. And I will never put off tomorrow what I can forget about forever. Those are some things on the Procrastinator's Creed that were sent in from Vicky. And if you have something you'd like to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to great radio stations like Sturgis, South Dakota's KBHB 810 AM for the Good Stuff.